Hello guys, my name is Jonathan Hammonds. I'm an interactive creative developer at Best Before Media. I'm going to quickly run you through an installation piece we created a few months ago. It's in essence two applications. One is actually a kind of home media hub in the sense of it can call up any assets and display them in a rich eye candy way. And the other half is a wayfinder for a corporate client. Now I'm going to quickly describe how the application works. What we have is a folder of assets on a server or on a local machine where the client can put in PDFs, videos, RSS feeds, web pages, anything that they want inside a folder. And then this application then displays it in a very rich, easy to use, intuitive way. Now I'm going to explain this more as we go along. But first of all, you've got a page in front of you. Actually running in a little screensaver mode at the moment, so the page is automatically just going up and down in a fluid way. But you'll see the UI itself is very easy to use. We've got big bold buttons for the touchscreen purposes. If we go into PDF page here, we have a selection of PDFs, which again have been put inside a folder or have just been updated into a server. We click on a minimize button here and we have all four pages being displayed of the PDF. Now we've got a nice little simple cover flow kind of navigation where you can click on, say, page 3 here, and it will display page 3 of the PDF in front of you. If I scroll up to the top, you can see how clear and rich the actual text is. Very readable. We can even go full screen, and you can easily just use your finger to scroll up and down the page. Click the next button, will take you to the next page on the PDF. Again, there we are, just scrolling up and down the page. Very smooth and just works very well with these touchscreens. Now, below this navigation, below the minimize button, we've actually got a few other buttons, which are the other PDF documents found inside the folder. So if I went to click on computer, I think this is a computer magazine. And it's a good way to illustrate all the different pages of the magazine. See there, we can just scroll through. That's me flicking my finger across to a page. Again, I can just flick my finger across and we can scroll through all the different pages of the magazine. Or, of course, just click on, say, page 19 and straight away takes you to page 19. Again, full screen. And you can easily run through the PDF. Now, if I quickly run through the other submenus we've got here. We've got videos. The idea being here is the client wanted to make lots of different videos of from different members of staff, different management areas, and pull in this folder, and this would automatically play out in the, I think it was in the reception as people walked past. We've actually got some Apple trailers going on here. But again, a nice, simple, consistent navigation. You can click on the video itself to make it full screen. We have a scrubbing bar there. Play and stop button. The next section is the RSS page. Now this is where we call in live RSS feeds selected by the client themselves in the preference folder of the application. We can see inside here we're in the trailers section. So again, a very consistent feel and navigation. I can scrub through all these different RSS articles or just select one. Or again in full screen, you can just scroll with your finger up and down. Change to a different feed. Now we're reading from Apple Hop News. Now this is the website page, again set by the client in the preference panel. You can choose up to as many web pages you want, as few or as many. You can see they're displayed once again in the consistent navigation. The idea being here is that the client sets up certain web pages that they're happy for the staff to see, You can interact with these. It can take you through free links and takes you back to the home page selected. Again, a very smooth navigational feel. Just using my finger here up and down. Fifth submenu here, we have widgets. Now these are live again, live feeds being called in from different RSS content. We have here the weather report. This is a 3-day London weather report. We have a live traffic update. And Moorgate station departure. Now, like I said earlier, that was the actual media side, home media center of this application. We also have the wayfinder. Now the wayfinder is the idea of being able to